From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. July brought modest jobs gains. The Labor Department says the private sector added 71,000 new jobs, much fewer than economists expected. President Obama is stressing the role of small businesses in creating jobs and is calling on Congress to pass a law aimed at helping them. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the president made the push during a visit to a sign company in Washington, D.C.
The speech was timed to coincide with new jobs numbers that showed a little bit of growth in the private sector, but not enough to bring the economy back anytime soon. President Obama said that's why Congress has to pass a bill to help companies like Gelberg Signs.
They've taken advantage of a new hiring tax credit we created that says small businesses don't have to pay a dime of payroll tax when they hire a worker who's been out of a job for at least 60 days. So, in fact, almost half of the employees they've hired this year qualified for that tax credit.
Mr. Obama said the bill before Congress now would extend that policy and others to help small businesses get loans and tax cuts. He urged senators blocking the bill to, quote, do what's right, not what's political. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and Attorney General Jerry Brown have filed motions that call for the resumption of same-sex marriages in the state. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports thousands of gay couples have lined up to get married.
The motions are filed as a case to determine the constitutionality of a state law banning same-sex marriage moves through a possibly lengthy appeals process. Gay partners are concerned they could have to wait months or even years before the case is finally adjudicated and they can marry. But the action by Schwarzenegger and Brown raises hopes, according to Equality California Executive Director Jeff Kors.
With the governor and attorney general weighing in, there's a very good possibility that people will be able to get married as the court case continues.
Opponents charge that state sanctioning of same-sex marriage undermines traditional family values. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
President Obama held a White House reception today to celebrate yesterday's Senate confirmation of the next Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, Elena Kagan. She'll be sworn in tomorrow.
Now, once I put on that robe, I'm only going to vote with them when they have the better of the argument. Which, let's be frank, is not in every case.
President Obama praised Kagan for her formidable intellect and path-breaking career. BP says it's not shutting out the possibility of drilling again in the reservoir that spewed gas and oil through its blown-out well. The company says it's only agreed to not use the broken well or the relief well now being drilled. Weak jobs numbers from July drove stocks down on Wall Street. The Dow closed 21 points off at 10,653. The Nasdaq fell 4 to close at 2,288. This is NPR. South Korea is debating how to respond to a U.S. request that Seoul adopt additional sanctions on Iran. This week, the Obama administration declared Iran the world's biggest state sponsor of terrorism. As Dwali Saikautau reports from Seoul, South Korean companies exported about $4 billion worth of consumer goods to Iran last year.
Fresh U.N. sanctions on Iran have already hurt South Korean companies, especially construction firms. If the government imposes additional sanctions, as many as 2,000 small and medium-sized Korean companies could risk losing contracts with Iran. In addition, Iran is a major source of oil for South Korea, which relies on imports for all its energy sources. A foreign ministry spokesman told local media that the government is going to try to minimize damage to normal business activities beyond the scope of international sanctions. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
Scientists are reporting that a giant chunk of ice has broken off a glacier in Greenland. NPR's Joe Palca reports the ice island is four times the size of Manhattan.
The ice broke off in the early morning hours of Thursday this week. Scientists say the ice chunk is 100 square miles in area and in some places as much as 600 feet thick. The Canadian Ice Service first spotted the event. Scientists at the University of Delaware used data from an Earth-observing satellite to calculate the size. The National Science Foundation-supported researchers say this is the largest chunk of ice to break from Greenland in nearly 50 years. Joe Palca, NPR News.
The CEO of Hewlett-Packard is resigning. Mark Hurd was the target of a sexual harassment investigation. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.